Last week, we learned the Gemara till the Chulin, Daf Chof Tesem and Beis, about six, seven lines from the top. The Gemara has a famous machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. When you shecht the behema, let's say, so you have to shecht the kona and the veshet. So when is it considered a shechita? From the beginning to the end, you need roif kona and roif veshet. So do you say, yeshen the shechita mitchila v'yatzof? The whole act is labeled as a ma'aseh shechita from the beginning to the end. Maybe I should say no. In the beginning, it's not yet called a shechita. When you do the last mashahu that's necessary, ein l'shechita ela l'basof. When you finish, then it's called shechita. Everything up until then is just a hachana. The completion of the shechita is called a ma'aseh shechita. What's the difference? It's a philosophical hakir. What's the difference? If what?
As you shecht it, once you're done
bowl, yeah, right. Right, you finished. So when you shecht it.
In other words, as you're. Can something happen between the time you do a bowl and you finish? I
don't
know what could happen, but
is there
a way of making it
right, so that's a machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos on the next daf. On Laman Amud Beis. Yeah, we spoke about it a few times. What if do Shia be mead basa, do Chaloda be mead basa, al Drasa be mead basa, does that passel? So that's a machlokes. We're machma like Rashi, and even though you already shechted the Rav Kan and the Rav Eshet, if you do drasa on the miyud basra, you do a shia, you wait half an hour, then you continue to shecht. So we say it's a glory milsim and mafreya, the whole shechita was done with psul, and the whole behemah is in avela. Even though you already finished shechting, right? And Taisa says that that's inconceivable. But we're machma like Rashi. Rashi learns that that was the Gemara Sofi. Yeah, the Gemara is a different shaila. You shecht the Rav Kan and the Rav Eshet. So when is it called the shechita? Only the last mashahu that's mashlim the roiv aveshet? Or no, from the beginning to the end. The whole process is labeled as a ma'isa shechita, l'may nafkemina. So that's what the Gemara is going to have to discuss. What's a nafkemina in this machlokes? What's a nafkemina halacha l'maysa? There is an interesting, this is machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish quoting Levi Sova. There is a machlokes in the first parak in Brachas. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. That's the question, whether Levi Sova is the father of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi or is it a different person. So the Seder Adoris raises that question, is it the same person, Levi? So there there's a machlokes, do you require smichas gula l'tfila by Mayriv? So Gemara says, what's the issue? The Tchilas Yitzias Mitzrayim was at Makkah's Bechoris at midnight and Vayibach Tzeh al Haila Vashem Iko Kol Bechor, and Paro went running after Moshe Rabbeinu. Everybody stayed home. Al Yitzish ben Pesach Veisad Boiker. Far around after Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, I give you permission, leave right now. Moshe Rabbeinu said, we can't leave till the morning. So then in the morning, then everybody left. So the Gemar Gulas Mitzrayim was in the morning, and the Haskolas Agula was at night. So the Gemara says, we require Smichas Gula L'Tvila by Shachris Zecha L'Tzias Mitzrayim, that the Gula was in the morning. And the machlekes in the Gemara is whether you say even the Hascholas Agula. The Gemara says the Hascholas Agula began at night with the Makas Pcharis, with Paro pleading with Moshe Rabbeinu they should leave right away. So there it happens to be Rabbi Yochanan is the same as over here. Rabbi Yochanan says Yeshna Agula Metchila V'Atzav. The Gemara doesn't use that lashon. The Gemara says Aschalta the Gula. The Gemara says the Hascholas Agula was at night. So Rabbi Yochanan says Hascholas Agula is also important. And Rabbi Shua by Levi is the Bar Plukta of Rabbi Yochanan there. He says, no, the only thing that counts is the Gemar HaGula. So Rabban Levine has in his Sefer on Brachas, he suggests Brichas Aharon. So he says that maybe this is Lishitasa, but this Rabbi Yochanan over here, just like Rabbi Yochanan says, it's called Shechita from the beginning to the end, therefore he holds it as called Gula from the beginning to the end. And Rabbi Shua ben Levi there is Levi Sova. That's Rabbi Shua Levi, learned by his father Levi, so he held the same sheet as Levi Sova.
We do the ninth instead of the tenth.
Yeah.
We do the ninth instead of the tenth, even though most of the
Chumar
was on
under
the tenth.
Yeah. The Gemara says, Aschalta de Puranusa is Mo Chumar, right? The Gemara says that the Goyim Hitzisu Eish Ba Migdosh, they put the torch to the Beis HaMikdosh late in the afternoon on Tisha B'Av, and the Ikas Reif is Beis HaMikdosh occurred On the 10th, not really on the 9th. Rabbi Yochanan says there, if I would have been there, I would have been Misakin Tisha B'Av on the 10th of, not on the 9th of Av. Because the Ikkes Reifa's Beis HaMikdash was on the 10th. And the Gemara says, how come all the Tanoim who lived at that time didn't think like Rabbi Yochanan? Gemara says, no, that the Haschol of the Poron is, when the Beis HaMikdash started to burn, that was the most heartbreaking part of it. Rav Soloveitchik suggested that maybe what it means over there is that the Gemara says in Maseches Avodah Zarah, the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Navi, "Ubol ba pritzim michilulu." When the goyim come and they defile the Beis Hamikdash, so the whole kedusha vanishes into thin air. So that's the haschola, the torching of the Beis Hamikdash was the beginning of the Purana, so the whole kedusha disappeared. So true, the Beis Hamikdash was still standing for another day, for a couple of weeks more, till the whole thing burned down to the ground. But the Haskalos of Puranus was the Hafkoas HaKdusha. That's what Rav Soloveitchik learned. Foshim Shati learning more meant psychologically. The Haskalos of Puranus was when they started to torture the Beis HaMikdash. So I thought this Pshetl from the Reish HaRav is HaPodlash HaShtigalter. I didn't care for it so much. Then I saw the Rabbi Natam and the Sefer Yosher also has such a Pshetl. He talks about this Gemara, Yeshon L'Shchit M'Tchil V'Atzof, and he tells Su'a Gemara and Avodah Zarah and Kiddush and a different thing. Let's say I have a painter in the house. He's going to be painting from 2 weeks. And we agreed I'm going to pay him whatever, $10,000 for painting the whole, I have a big apartment, $10,000 for painting the whole apartment. So the Gemara says he can't ask for the money till he finishes all the work. He can't do 2 hours worth of work. He says, I want you to pay me now part of the payment, and then do work for 2 hours. I want you to pay me for another 2 hours of work. He has no right to ask for any money till he's all finished. If he wants to quit in the middle, that's the end. So if he quits in the middle, goodbye and good luck. Then I prorate it, and I pay him for the few hours of work. However much he accomplished, I can pay him that percentage. So that's the Gemara says in Baba Metziah, Schirus Eine Mishtalemes, a little bit of Yat Mukhiv to pay the employee till he finishes the work, till he finishes the whole job. But the Gemara has a theoretical machloikis with very rare nafkaminis. When is the Chiyav Chal? Do you say the Chiyav is only Chal on the last Mashu? The painter is painting and painting and painting for 2 weeks. And he finally does what the Gemara calls the Makush Ho'acharon, the final clap. The Gemara is talking in Maseches Avodah Zarah. If I hired a carpenter, a guy hires a carpenter to make a church, and he makes an Avodah Zarah also. And he's banging and banging, chiseling away, and we made up, we're going to pay him $10,000. When he finally finishes everything, and he does the last clap with the bang, with the hammer, with the chisel, then the last makabapai, the Gemara calls it makush achrayin, so then that's when I become mechuyev to pay him the $10,000. And he say, no. Yesh nim l'schiris b'ntchile b'atzof. You divide it, it's $10,000 for 2 weeks worth of work, and every time he does two strokes of painting, I owe him another pruta. Or every time he does one chiseling, I owe him a pruta. So do I become mechuyev to pay him pruta by pruta by pruta? Or you only become mechuyev to pay at the end. So the Gemara has a slight nafkamina in this shaila. It's a machlekes.
You don't pay, I argue about not paying tonight or something like that. Are you mechuyev to that respect?
No, you're not mechuyev to pay till after the whole job is over.
No, it's hard to know to say you really owe him every part that he does.
But still, I'm not mechuyev to pay. Ein mishtalem esel lelebesov. I'm not mechuyev to pay for this chiris until the whole job is finished. But the Gemara has a machlekes. Theoretically, when is the chiyav chal? He has no right, he has no exclusive tviya till the end. Let's say I lend you $10,000, you can keep it for 5 years. So you owe me the money right away, but I have no exclusive tviya till 5 years. I gave you permission to hold it for 5 years. See, there's no exclusive tviya till after the whole job is over. But the machlekes in the Gemara is that you say, yesh en l'schiris m'tchil v'atzof, or ein l'schiris alel v'atzof. So if you would have asked me, nobody asked me, if you would have asked me, I would have said that has nothing to do with Shechita. But the Rabbi Natam in the Sefer Yosher writes like that, and he puts these two together, puts together the Machlekes of Yechanan and Reish Lakish, B'Shem Levi Sov and Ar Gemara, with that Machlekes and Avodah Zarah Kiddushin, where the Yesh and the Schiris and Tchilu B'Atzov. That is, whenever you have a prolonged action that brings about a certain result, the Shechita. He says, it's called Shechita from the beginning to the end. They say, no. Ain l'shechita el l'bsof. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the nafkamina? Whether you label it on the last mashu is called shechita, or from the beginning to the end. So, Rabbis.
Was the marbiya also those kind of questions?
The Gemara says that such a thing that's called tchilas biya. So usually tchilas biya ha'ara. Tchilas biya is kind of by kiddushin. And kol haTorah kula tchilas biya is considered biya. And there are some rare cases where the halacha requires dafke gemar biya. So the Gemara has a sofik in kiddushin. That's taka the Rabbeinu Tam. That's the Rabbeinu Tam that I'm talking about. The Rabbeinu Tam kiddushin daf yud wonders on the Gemara. The Gemara has a sofik. If a man is mekadosh and isha bebiya, which is not permissible, the Gemara says, "Ben Ater, there are three ways to create kiddushin: either kesef, shtar, and biya. The chachamim prohibited kiddushin biya; it's considered a chutzpah. But let's say the man is mekadosh bebiya. So the Gemara has a suffix, whether tchilas biya is kaina, a self biya is kaina. So Rabbeinu Tam asks, what do you mean? The Gemara says in Yevamos and Kol Torah Kulo tchilas biya is this considered a ma'aseh biya? So Rabbeinu Tam says the Gemara suffix was whether you say that the hara mitchila biyatzof is called tchilas biya, or only the gemar hara, and the Rabbeinu Tam relates it to this gemar. That's the Rabbeinu Tam taka over there. It's on kiddushin daf yud, but it's in the sefer Yosha. Tyson never quotes this part of the Rabbeinu Tam, so he puts together the three gemaras. Tchilas biya means ayikayne mitchila biyatzof, and he puts it together with shchita, and he puts it together with schiris. But the yeshan schiris mitchila biyatzof. So I realized that what I thought was a poilush boichsvara, not so bad. Rabbeinu Tam already put together different gemaras and seem to have nothing to do with each other. So what's the nafkamina here? What's the difference? Would you say from the beginning to the end the thing is called a ma'aseh shechita? It's only called a ma'aseh shechita at the end. So Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish both lived in Eretz Yisrael, the first generation of Amoraim. Rabbi was later, he lived in Bavel. So Rabbi's going to explain what's going on. Hakol Ma'idim, Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish, they would all agree to the following. Echadu shachet simen echad, Rabbi Kacham, what's the din of a goy shech tzevein? So the Mishnah says, shchita sakim nevela, omitame b'masa, if a goy shech tzevein is not a valid shchita, why not? Why not? So we learned last year that there was a, when we started the beginning of Chulman, that there was a machloikas, Taisvis, and the Rambam, what's wrong with shchita sakim? So the Rabbi Natam, Tosis is of the opinion that shechita has to be done by a bar zvicha, for a person for whom the shechita is relevant. Shechita is relevant for a Jew, it's mata b'achilo. If you don't shecht it properly, you're not allowed to eat it. And you're mekabel tumah. If you touch a nevela or you push the nevela like this, tamei b'maga b'masa. A nochri is not mekabel tumah, so he can touch the nevela all he wants, not mekabel tumah. He's permitted to eat non-kosher food. So the shechita is irrelevant as far as he's concerned. So he's called the lab bar zvicha. A Jew is considered a bar zvicha, and a nochri is considered a lab bar zvicha. So Taisu says, we learn out from a pasuk, the Gemara never says this. Taisu claims to learn out from a pasuk that shechita is only valid if the shechita, the act of shechita, is done by one to whom it is relevant. Like yeshtan b'toros. If you're not b'toros shechita, shechita is not relevant for you. You're not mekabel tumah and you're permitted to eat non-kosher food. So then you're not a bar zvicha, and it's considered as if the animal's neck got cut all by itself. So that's no good. You have to have a korech gavra. You have to have a person should shecht it. And it has to be a Jewish person. Otherwise, if he's a gochri, he's a nochri, he's a la bar zvicha, it's considered as if it happened by itself. So this Gemara, this simple reading of our Gemara says like that. Hakol Moedim, everyone would agree, even though the beginning, even if you say ein l'shchita ela l'besof, in the beginning is just a hachane. It's only called the shchita, the last mashu to be mashlim, the rive of the second simen. That's called the ma'isa shchita. But if a nochri shechts simen echad, nochri shechts the kone, and then you saw shechts the veishet. Echad shochet simen echad of kechavim, and nochri shechts the first simen. Simen echad, you saw she psula why shanasaba ma'isa treifa b'yadav kechavim. Whatever the goy does is considered as if it happened by itself, because it's ain't a b'toros zvicha, it's not a bar zvicha. So it's considered as if the neck got cut by itself. So if you have whichever one the goy cut first, either the kona or the veshet first, but if you cut the whole kona, you cut the whole veshet, the whole animal will be a trefa. So this Gemara sounds like the Tosfos shita. The Rambam had a different shita. The Rambam shita was when a nochri shech tzebeim, it is an act of shita, and it is metaher midei nevela. Ayde Mishnah says, Shechita sakam nevela umetamei b'maso. The Mishnah says Beferish it has Tumas Nevela. The Shechita is meaningless. So the Rambam says Yeroyli, he thinks that's only Medirabbanan. Menater, the Shechita is Shechita. It is a Shechita. You're not allowed to eat it, Menater. So how do you split between, how do you say it's Nevela with respect to eating it? Why don't you say it's, so the Rambam says it's like a Trefa. If you shech the diseased animal, an animal that's a trefa, the shechita is called the shechita, these are the mitar midei nevela, but it's not muta b'achila. So the same over here, it's not called the shechita, if a nochri shechts behema, it's not called the shechita to be muta b'achila, but it is called the shechita to be mitar midei nevela on the level of the rice. And the Mishnah says, it's, if the goy shechts a behema, it's a dead animal, it's mitar midei b'masa, that's only a chumer midirabbanan. Why should that be so? Why should a shechita sakim be nevela? What's wrong? So the Rambam says, based on a pasuk in Chumash that says, and I think it's in Parshat Mishpatim, when we'll enter into Eretz Yisrael, we should be careful not to mingle with the goyim, not to intermarry, because what will happen will be bekor lecha v'achalta mizivcha. The goyim will invite us to eat, and they'll shecht l'avoy dezar, and we'll be eating to kruvus avoy dezar. So the Rambam understood pshat like this: if a nochri shechts explicitly l'shem avod zara, it becomes the krubis, and it's also bano. So there's one tana who's of the opinion, we don't pass like that tana, one tana who's of the opinion, stam machshevas nochri is l'avod zara. Any nochri who's involved in avod zara, they're so lohut, they're so wild about avod zara, whenever they shecht the animal, they probably had in mind to do the shechita as a religious ritual, and they meant the l'shem tekrubis. According to that tana, whenever a goy shechts behemets, also b'hanom in ater. So we don't pass on like that tana. We don't hold stam achshev esakam l'avod zar. We don't accept that opinion. But the Rambam understood that that's pshat in the pasuk. The kor l'chov yachalta mizivchay. If the nochri shechts explicitly, consciously l'shem avod zar, then it becomes tekrubis and it's also b'hanom. If the nochri is subconsciously thinking, we assume stamach sheves akim l'avod zar, but not consciously. Subconsciously, since he's an avod zar, so this is in the back of his mind. It's only in the back of his mind, then it's only osav achila muta b'ano. But really, the shechita sakim is a good shechita. V'harai, according to the Rambam, it's mitar midei nevela min haTorah. The tumas nevela is only midrabbanan. So, and it's a special din, like if he would have shechted explicitly, the shem avod zar would have been tekruvis, would have become osav ano. So now he's shechting subconsciously. In the back of his mind, he always has in the back of his mind, machsheva hiruri avod zara. So that's why it's enough if we asa b'achila. According to the Rambam, the Gemara doesn't read straight over here. Omar Rava, hakol ma'idim, even if you ordain l'shechita ela l'besof, like a Rish Lakish b'shem Levi Sova, he would have to agree, hechad u'shachad simen echad rav kechavim, if the nochi shechts the first simen, the kone, the simen echad so shechts the veshet, Sheep Sula, the animal is also Bachila. Why? Shari Nasa Ba Maisa Trefa, Biarovit Kocham. What do you mean Nasa Maisa Trefa? But there was no Shechita Sakam. If you all name the Shechita El Lebesov, it's the last Mashu. The last Mashu was done by the Jew. So what's the problem over here? Taisus holds whatever the Nochri Shechts, since the Nochri is Allah Bar Zvicha, so when he Shechts, it's not considered a Maisa Shechita. We consider it as if the animal's neck got cut by itself.
If the Jew did it first, then it would be okay. If the Jew cut the first
siman,
and then the
guy
comes along, it's already
finished. No. You have to shecht the kone on the veshet. You have to shecht two by behemoth, we're talking. By all four, you have to shecht this one. But we're talking about shechting a behemoth, so you need both the kone and the veshet. Yeah, you have to shecht both. So the shaila is, if the Jew shechts the first siman and the goy shechts the second siman, so the gemar hashchita was done by the nachri. Then, if you, even if you ain't the shechita a little bit soft, this is a shechita's nachri. But the shaila is fakered. If the nachri shechts the first simon and the Jew shechts the second, so if you hold yesh and the shechita mitchila v'atzof, so you say, oh, since the goy started the shechita, so that's also called the ma'isa shechita. So shechita sakum, it's called shechita sakum, it's nevel. But if you hold like Rish Lakish, ain't the shechita a little bit soft, so the goy didn't do the siyum of the shechita, so it should be good. The Gemara says, no, that's not enough kamina. Hakol moedim, bein l'Rab Yechon and bein l'Rish Lakish, they all agree. If the goy shecht simen rishon, it's no good. I consider it as if it happened by itself. Yes, that sounds like tesis. That it's like nishchato me'elad, there's no karagabra. But according to the Rambam, it's a problematic. If the Gemara doesn't read well. So that's the first case. That's not the nafkamina. So what is the nafkamina? So maybe the following nafkamina. But oila sa'oif nami, we said, oif is there only in behemoths, there are all kinds of karbonis. Oila and chatas and a shlamim and a osham and a toida and a karbon pesach and a b'char and a maisa behemoth, a whole bunch. But in oif is there's only oila sa'oif and chatas sa'oif. So we learned a lot, we were discussing. By oila sa'oif, the din is vehivdil. You have to shecht the kana and the reishit. When you shecht in chulin, a bird of chulin, all you have to shecht is one. Either the kana or the reishit, and that's it. When you're doing malika the edzba, when the kohen is shechting the oila soif, so by oila he has to do both the kohen and the reishit, the hivdil, and by chatas the din is velo yavdil. You should bedavka not cut both. He can either do the malika on one or on the other. So the din is by karbonus of behema, there's a chutas sikra, there's the red line in the middle of the mizbech. The mizbech was 10 amas high, mizbech was 9 amas high, but in each one of the four corners there was a big cube of Amo, Alama, Alama. So it's considered, that Amo on top is considered the 10th Amo. So when you go from the top of the four Karnas HaMizbech, and the four corners that had this big cube, Amo, Alama, Alama, till the floor of the Beis HaMikdash was 10 Amos high. So at the elevation of 5 Amos, exactly in the middle, was a Chuta Sikra. Sikra is red. So there's a red line in the middle of the Mizbech. What's the significance of the red line? So by Karbonus of Behema, so the only carbon that has a zrika lamaila michuta sikra is chatas, and you need matan etzba. It has to do with his finger. You don't just take the cup and spill. By all the other carbonus, you don't do it with your finger. You take the cup and you throw the dam, or you pour the dam. Depends which carbon, whether it's shvicha or bezrika. So by behemas, the chatas behema, you do the zrika sadam lamaila michuta sikra, preferably on the four big cubes in the corner, the carrot. But even if you do it later on, it's also acceptable. Machlekes Hatanaim and Zoch Mipaskin, even if you're anywhere above the Chuta Sikra, is good. And by all other Karbanis Behem, the Zvika Sadam should be Davke Lamata Michuta Sikra. And by Oifus, is the reverse. Oila Soif should be Lamaila Michuta Sikra, and Chata Soif is Davke Lamata Michuta. Oila Soif should be Lamaila Michuta Sikra.
There you bring the bird directly to the Mizbeach.
Right, you squeeze it out. And chata soif is davke lamata michuta sikra, the opposite. So what's the din, let's say, if you do oila soif, should have been lamaila michuta sikra, he kvetches the damat lamata michuta sikra, will it be acceptable or not? So the Gemara says, but first Rabbi says, hakal moedim, the first case, no machlekes. Now he's vaita hakal moedim. He doesn't keep on repeating the expression hakal moedim, but there's a semicolon after b'yad ov kechavim. Then you have this tiny letter dalit. So he says, and hakal moedim in the following case, ba'oila soif nami hechad de molik, if he does the malika simen echad lamato lamata michut asikra. By oila, he's supposed to do the hivdil. He's supposed to cut both the kona and the reishit. Mitzvahs havdola. You have to cut both. And he's supposed to cut both lamaila michut asikra. So what if he'll do the first simen lamata michut asikra and the second simen lamaila michut asikra? So maybe I should say ein l'shchita ela l'besof. Same thing malika, ein malika. Malikas is zui shchitas and malika by oila soif and chata soif. That's the form of shchita. So if one would hold like Reish Lakish, that ein l'shchita ela l'besof and ein l'malika ela l'besof. So the fact that he did the first simen l'malim mechut asikra shouldn't pose a problem. I should say, as long as he did the second simen l'malim mechut asikra, that should be good. So Rabbi says, no, that's not correct. Boil the soif nami, weiter no machloikes. How come weiter? That what? Hech de molik simen echo la matam, matam michut asikra. Simen echo, the other one, the veshit, l'malim michut asikra psula. Why is it psula? All right, but he never did the malika. The malika was done lamaila, where it's supposed to be done. So the Gemara says no. Shari yosef b'maisel chata soif lamata. What does it mean? By chata soif, the din is you only do one simen. Below yavdil, he only cut one. By oila soif, you do both, but really the malika is finished way after you did the first one. The Gemara said it's a mitzvah havdola. It's not that it's a hemshech. The shechita is not completed till you do the kona and the veshit. If shechita is completed, just like by shechita soif of chulin, all you have to shecht is one simen. So, and by chata soif, that's all you do is malika on one simen. So true by oila soif, the din is that you need the hivdil, you need havdola, but that's mitzvah havdola. The malika was really finished when he did the simen rishon. So if you did the simen rishon lamata michut asikra, so he did the whole malika lamata michut asikra. But oila, you need both? No. The second siman is for Havdalah, the mitzvah is Havdalah. But the Malika is finished already when you did the first siman. So if the first siman was done, Lamata Michuta Sikra, then Lucholadeis, it's no good psula. Why Sharasaba, Maisa Chata Soif, Lamata? Because in Chata Soif, all you have is one siman. And by Oif Shalchulin Vaita, all you have is one siman. So the whole Shechita, the whole Malika, really basically consists of one siman. That's a mitzvah's Havdalah Bialma that you have to do. Both siman and by all the soif. So if you did one siman lamata mechuta sirka tog shoynish. So when is there a nafkamina? When is there a machlekes halacha lamaisa? Just philosophy. Well, yeshem shchita mitchila asaf einless tila einless shchita elul b'saf. The Gemara doesn't clear chakiris. The Gemara has a shaila with a nafkamina ladina. That's in all the yeshivas they clear chakiris now. They pin all the blame on Rab Chaim Soloveitchik. That he was the founder of this new Derech Halim. So I remember once Rav Soloveitchik said, my grandfather never cleared any chakiris. He used to learn up the Gemara, and he said, Rashi learns pshat like this, and Tezal learns pshat like that. So came out, Rashi learned Tehveis, it's a din in the Gavra, Tezal holds it's a din in the Heftz. When he presented the shir, that's the way he learned. When he presented the shir, when he wrote it up in his sefer, so he wrote, Yesh Lachkar, is it A, is it B? And then he says, Rashi says it's A, and Tosfos says it is B. But that's not the way he learned. He didn't learn by clearing chakiris. He learned all the Gemara and all the Rishonim. And then you see the interpretation of these Rishonim goes in one direction, the other Rishonim go in a different direction. It's a presentation. He presented as if he said a chakir, but that wasn't his Derech Halima. He didn't clear chakiris. First he learned all the dinim, and then he interpreted them. So that's what the Gemara has this philosophical machlekes, but the English shchita elul b'sof, ishen shchita mitchila b'yatzof. Then the Gemara says, but well, bottom line, lamaisa, what's the nafkamina ledina? So the Gemara says, elu kagoyin the following. What is the nafkamina? Elu kagoyin. Sheshachat simenecha b'chutz, simenecha b'fnim. There's a din of shchutechutz. If you shech the carbon outside of the Beis Hamikdash, you chayb kores. If you did it b'mezen, if you did it b'shegin, you have to bring a carbon chatas, shchutechutz. So what if, this is very hard to imagine, what do you mean the guy shechting animal, the animal is walking? The stomach is shechting an animal on a board, and the board has wheels on the bottom, and someone's pushing a mitzvah mobile, or something like that. The van is moving, he's shechting a behemoth, and then the behemoth was originally chutz lebeis hamikdash, he shechts one simen, and then the behemoth is moved into the azara. So he does the simen sheni in the beis hamikdash. So is it called shchute chutz or not? So he did the first simen chutz lebeis hamikdash, but if you hold ein l'shchita el l'besof, that's not called shchita. It's only called shchita the gemara of the second simen when he completes it up to the point of roiv. That's the gemara shchita. That the last step is called shchita. The beginning is not called shchita. So Rava says that's the ganze machleg zel kigoyin. Where is there a man nafkamina between Rabbi Yechon and Shlad Gonshu? Shachet simenecha b'chutz, chutz lazor, b'simecha b'fnim, and the second simen in Yazor. L'man the Yom Yeshan shchit b'tchil v'atzof. If you all like Rabbi Yechon, so the beginning, the shechting of the first simen is also called shmo shchita. So he did shchit chutz, mechayiv, he'll be chayiv koriz, and if he did it b'shogig, he'll be chayiv to bring a korban chatas. But l'man the Yom, but according to Reish Lakish, in the name of Levi Sov, ein l'shchita elul b'sov, one of things like this, l'mechayiv, there won't be a chiyiv of shchut chutz. Because the Maaseh Shechita was the Gemar of the second Simen. That was done, the Hechsher, that was done in the Azar. So the next Amor says that Rabbi Yosef doesn't agree with Rav. Oh, Malay Rabbi Barsimi. So one of the Amorim confronts Rav and he says, but the Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef, Mar, a Rebbe loy Amahochi. Umana, who is this Rebbe? Mar, Rabbi Yosef. What's it there, Gezok? So Rabbi Yosef said, that's also not a correct nafkamina. What he shechts him in echad b'chutz lazar him in sheni b'fnim b'azara, that won't be a problem of shchut echutz. Rabbi Yosef says l'chol ha'deis, that's a violation of shchut echutz l'chol ha'deis echad koris. Why? Echad shechts him in echad b'chutz him in echad b'fnim nami posel l'chol ha'deis. There's no machlokes. Why is l'chol ha'deis? Sharei in shchita soifus, all you have to do is shecht one simen. So even though we're talking about behemoth, but he says I borrow the concept from soifus to behemoth. We had a machlokes hatanoim, I think. I don't remember if we had it at the end of the first paragraph. It's later. Let's say you're shechting a behema, and you shecht the first simen, and then a goy shechts the second simen. So is that a nevela or is that a trefa? So we paskin, it's a nevela. You need shechita shnei simanim. But that was a Mishnah. That's machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yeshevov. Machlekes Hatanaim in the Mishnah. So one Tana was of the opinion that by shechita, the fact that oifus is enough with simen echad shows that by behemoth we need shnei simanim. What it means is you need two ma'aser shechita. When you do the shechita on the first simen on the kone, that's one ma'aser shechita. You do the shechita on the veisher, it's another ma'aser shechita. Two different ma'aser shechitas. So that's what he sounds like he's saying over here. Rabbi Yosef claims, I borrowed the concept from Oifus, from Vamalika by Chatas Oif, or Shchita by Oifus of Chulin, you see, Simen Echad is enough. So you see, Alpidin Simen Echad is called the Shchita. So if you did Simen Echad by Behema Chutz Lazara, you already did Shchita Chutz Lazara. Even if you all did the Shchita El Lebesof, the Besof of the first Simen. One Simen is called the Maisa Shchita. He already did Shchitas Shoichet Bachutz. He already did Shchute Chutz. So that's where Rabbi Yosef disagrees. That's what the Amora Omlei Rabbi Vasimi. So Rabbi Vasimi confronts Rav and he says, but the Rebbe Rabbi Yosef doesn't agree with you. And he said the following: Hechad Shochet Simenachem Bachutz Simenachem Befnim the second Simen and Yazar Nami Pasul Lacholadeis. Why Shari Yosef Amaisel Chatosai Bachutz? That's also called a Maisa Shchita. That's called Shchita Chutz. So when there is there, what's the Nafkamina Halacha LaMaisa between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish? Nechlo Koela, the only time there's a Nafkamina Kigon, Sheshachad Miat Simon and Bachutz Vigomra Bifnim. He didn't even shech the rive of the first Simon, Chutz Lazar. He just start shechting the beginning of the first Simon, Chutz Lazar. So if you all the Ashen Shchita Mitchila the Atzov, so the haschol of the first simon is also called a ma'aser shchita, and if he did, and if he did miksa shchita chutz lazara, that's already called shchuter chutz. So he's very chayv karis, and it's already also bano shchuter chutz is also bano. So that's the afkemina elikagoyin. That's the machlokes sheshachad miut simanim b'chutz yishechted less than 50% of the first simon chutz lazara. The Garma Bifnim, and he completed the Simen Rishon in the Azara with the Simen Sheni. Leman the Yama, according to Rabbi Yechanan, holds Yeshel and Shchit Mitchila Beatzov Mechayev, because even the Haschola, the little bit of a Haschola less than the Mitzos of the Simen Rishon, is also called the Maisa Shchita. So he did a Shchut Echutz. Leman the Yama, in the Shchita, a little himself, according to Reshlok, Ishlai Mechayev. That's the Machlaikas. That's the Nafkamina Ladina. So now the Gemara fact Takasha. You have a Mishnah in Maseches Pora that says, based on the Pesukim in the Chumash, that when they do Sreifas HaPora, first they prepare a Pora Aduma. The first step, well, first Bez Nagodol has to supervise it, and then they get the red cow, okay. And then they have to shecht it facing on Har HaZeisim, Har HaMishcha, facing Har HaBayis, they shecht it, then they do Zrikas Adam, Nochach Pesach Oel Moed, and then they burn the whole thing, and then they take the Osaf Ishtohar Sefer HaPora, they gather together all the yeshes, and they put it in containers, and then you get some tordik of water, and you don't want to use up all of the yeshes of the Pora Duma, you get as big a container as possible, you put in just a tiny speck of Eifer Pora into each container, and all the water in that container is labeled as Mei Chatas, Mei Pora Duma. And if somebody came in contact with a Mei, somebody attended a funeral, so then anyone who's Tomei, you just go to Mikvi, today or next week or whatever, Shivin Akim, whatever it happens to be, so you go to Mikvi. And one who becomes Tomei Meis can't begin to go to Mikveh until after he has first Hazor Shlishi Shvi. These are Tohar Ala Tomei. Somebody has to sprinkle water from the Paraduma water. You have this. You can have the size of this room. Such a container with water with one speck of ash in it from the Paraduma. So all of the water in the container is called Mei Chagas, Mei Par. So Adam Tohar doesn't have to be a Kohen. Those who do this Reifas HaPara have to be Kohanim. Those who prepare the Paraduma. But those who do the Hazor don't have to be Kohanim. Just need the Yizah Tohar Alatomeh. Adam Tohar has to do the Hazor on Adam Tomeh. V'yam HaShlishi, V'yam HaShvi. Azar Shlishi Shvi. Shlishi Shvi means, let's say, he attended the funeral on Monday. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Wednesday Shlishi. And next Sunday is called Azar Shvi. I didn't pick the case of attending a funeral on Sunday, then Shvi will turn out to be Shabbos. And the Mishnah says you're not allowed to do Hazar Shvi on Shabbos because it's Mesakin Mani Midirabbanim. Even though it doesn't make him Tahar, after Hazar Shlishi Shvi, now he's erst able to go to the mikveh to make himself Tahar. But still, it's a Midirabbanim. They declare that that's Mesakin Mani Midirabbanim, so you're not allowed to do Hazar Shvi. We usually say Hazar Shlishi Ushvi. The Tzlach wants to make a Chiddush, he thinks Hazar Shlishi is mutter to do on Shabbos V'yantiv, because that's not yet, you didn't even complete the preparation of the Hazar. It's only Hazar Shvi is us. Whatever. So you have to postpone the Hazar Shvi till Sunday. Let's say he went to a funeral on Sunday, so you can't do Hazar Shvi on Shabbos, you have to do it on Sunday. So then when you do Hazar Shlishi, can you do Hazar Shlishi Sunday, Monday, Tuesday? Can you have 5 days in between Shlishi and Shvi? So that's two girsas in the Gemara. Machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid. Do you say Shlishi, Shvi means you can only have 4 days in between? 4 days after Shlishi has to be Shvi. And if you waited 5 days, then you can start all over again. Then Hazar Shvi is counted as Hazar Shlishi. And then you got to wait 4 days afterward. They say no. Hazar Shlishi can't be before 3 days. But Hazar Shvi can be any time after that, provided that it's at least 4 days later. Those are two girsas in the Gemara Kiddushin. The Rambam and the Rabbi have two girsas on that. So that'll happen after Kamin. If one went to the funeral on Sunday, so Hazar Shvi cannot take place on Shabbos. You have to wait till Sunday. They have to postpone the first Hazar Shlishi, that instead of being on Tuesday, should be on Wednesday, or no? You can do on Tuesday, and then Hazar Shvi can be on Sunday.
Going to the mikveh completes the tahara process, then even if he had the seventh day sprinkling on Friday, he still have to wait until the evening to go to the mikveh because he has the same problem.
I mean, why is that the Gemara? Yeah, I don't know. That's a shtarka taina. They made a din mid rabbanan that's called mesakin mana. I don't know. It's a good kash. It's a very good kash. So, thank you. So there's a din. Kol ha'asukim v'parah metchila be'atzof netamim begodim. It's a pasuk that says the one who does the shechita is paraduma, the one who does the hazos adam nochav pesach al moed stands on haram nishcha and he faces pesach al moed and he does the zrikas adam, the one who does the sreifa v'asaf ish tohar, the one who gathers together everybody who does all of the activities that are necessary for the asiyas paraduma, all become tamim. They all become tummy. So the Mishnah says, "Kol ha'asukim v'parah metchila v'atzof from the beginning to the end, metamim begodim." What does it mean, metamim begodim? Not only are they tummy, even the clothing that they wear is also tummy. That's a big shaila. What do you mean, the clothing that they wear is also tummy? My underwear is tummy because it's touching my body. The shirt is longer than the underwear; only has short sleeves, so the shirt is also touching my body. What about the tie? Tie is not touching my body. The yarmulke is touching my body. What about the tie that which is not touching? So that's a big machlokes harishonim. Or the jacket, let's say the jacket which is not touching the body at all. So do you say metamim begodim? It's metame him and the begodim that he's wearing, even if he's wearing two yarmulkes, one on top of the other, two hats, one on top of the other, and the beged is not nageh in the goof. Or only it's only mitami those begodim that and again the goof. That's a shaila and rishonim. We'll have to see over here. So the din is kolo asukim v'parim mitchil v'asav mitami begodim. They all become that. It's not that paradum is tomei and it causes me. I'm a kabbaltum and I'm a kabbaltum. It's like there is a kosef that whoever does asiyas apara becomes tomei. It's a tumah.
Not the one who sprinkles.
Right, the one who sprinkles later does not become tomei. Right. He's a ishtohar. The din is that if you carry paraduma water unnecessarily, then you become tummy. But if you're mazah, he's a tohar ala tummy, he really remains tohar. We say that paraduma is metame es hatohar, metame umetahir es hatameim. When you say metame es hatohar, it means those who did asiyas apara, Basaf Ishtar, Vesaraf, as Hapar Le'en of those who do the Sreifa, those who do the Shchita. Every step of the way, whoever does, those who do the Hazor Sadam, Narchal Pesach Al Moed, all of those people are Tomei.
What level Tomei? Are they Shani?
I don't think so. I think they become Avatuma. I think so. I think. It's a new Tuma. It's a Yesh Me'ayin. A new Tuma Yesh. It's not that they're Mekabal Tuma. Parah Duma is not Tomei. It's a din. Whoever is Isaac in the par. The Pasuk says that they have to be tovel in the mikveh. They and their begotim have to be tovel and begotim in the mikveh also. Upoisel most of them loch acheres. That's a gzeres hakosav. If I'm collecting the ashes from the par aduma, and at the same time I'm looking for something else, I'm looking for money that's scattered over here, and I'm collecting the money also. So if I'm doing another activity simultaneously with the Asiya Sapora, so that passels the whole paradum. You have to throw it out. You have to start all over again. You have to make a new paradum. Post Muslim and Malach Acheres. Fine. It's Mishnayis. Ereba Psul B'Shchitosa. Let's say when they did the Shchit of the paradum, that's the first step. Is you do first step, the Bez Nagoron, you have to buy it. Fine. You take it up there, Haraz Esim, Haramishcha. Fine. But then what's the first Avoida that you do? The first Avoida is the Shchita. First, is you do the shechita, then you do the hazaz hadam nochach pesach al moed, then you do the sreifa, then you do vasaf ishtar. So here, b'psul b'shechitasa. Somehow the shechita was no good. Bein koydem psula bein lacha psula einem etame begodim. Let's say that somebody was shechting the paradum. He shechts a little bit, then he says, "I don't feel well. Please, someone else take over." Another guy takes over in the middle. So the din normally would be that the first one who started the shechita becomes tameh, and the one who does later on also becomes tameh. Everybody becomes tameh. But the Mishnah says, what if at the end of the shechita they made a psul, they made drosa, made chalode, whatever? So the Mishnah says, even the fellow who is Isaac and the Asiya Sapara before the psul set in, also is not metameh begodim. Also is not metameh begodim. Again, ereba psul b'shchitasa. If there's something went wrong with the shchita, what could possibly go wrong with the shchita? So Tosis says over here, Tosis ereba psul could be one of two things. Either you have two different people. One starts the shchita, he says, I'm not strong enough to finish, someone else takes over. So the one who takes over does drosa. Instead of fiddling back and forth, he shechts by pushing down too much. Or a different psul, whatever. So that's ereba psul in the middle of the shechita, or in the middle of the shechita he decides he's shechting the animal. He has a salami too, so he may as well take the salami, put it under the knife, and as he's cutting the behemah, he'll cut the salami as well. So that's if he's oisik ben malach acheris simultaneously with the asiyas paraduma, that passes the whole paraduma. So if a psul occurred, let's say in the middle of the shechita, he puts the salami there. Or he makes a drasa. So not only Mikan al Haba, whoever is going to continue to do Asiyas HaPorah will not be Metame Begodim, even the one who was Isaac in the Shechita before the Psul occurred. It's a Gloy Milson Mafreya that they're not Tome. The Gemara is going to ask, why not? If you all day in the Shechita, Ela Lebesof, so it's only called Shechet as HaPorah, the one who completes the Shechita. One who does the last Mashu of the second, of the Rive of the second Simon. Paradum is a behemoth. You have to shech kana and veishet. You have to shech roiv kana. You have to shech roiv veishet. So when you complete the last mashu of the roiv of the veishet, the roiv of the second simon, ein l'shchita el l'besop. So if the din would have been like Rish Lakish, ein l'shchita el l'besop. So you understand. Whoever was Isaac and Asiyah Sapara before didn't do anything. It's only called the shchita is the first Asiyah by the paradum. It's only called shchita the last mashu of the rive of the second simon. So of course anybody came before his talk. But if you hold like Rabbi Yechanan, Yeshan Shchita Mitchila Biatsov, so why do we say all the people who are Isaac and Asiyah Sapara from before are Tohor? I should say whoever was Isaac before should be Tomei. Again, Ereba Psul Bishchitosev, a Psul occurred in the middle of the Shchita. Either means the end of the Shchita was done Bidrasa, a Psul that makes a Nevelo, or the Tosis quotes Abinatam, no. he was shechting a salami together at the same time, doing something else simultaneously. So bein kodim psula, bein lachar psula, any time of God. Even the people who were doing the shechita before the psula occurred are also not, at the time we thought they were, they didn't become tummy. It's a gloy milson affair, they didn't become tummy. That's what it sounds like.
But it didn't become a paru aduma, so why should there be any tummy at all?
Okay, that's what the Gemara is going to answer. Okay, we'll have to word the kasha. Let's see. What about pahazo? So let's say after sprinkle the dam, noichach pesach al moid. So he's sprinkling the dam 1, 2, 3, 7 times, sheva pamim, and then in the middle some psul occurs. What about bahaza also? Oh, so then it depends. Koidim psula mitama begodim. Those who were doing the hazaas hapara, or those who did the shechita which precedes the hazaas adam nasach nochach pesach al moed, those who were involved in asiyas hapara before the psula occurred, they'll be mitama begodim. But those lacha psula, those who are involved in asiyas hapara after the psula occurred, the whole paradum is possible. So they're not mitama begodim basically. So that's what it says in the Mishnah. That says, if the psul occurred in the middle of Hazoas Hadam, facing Noichach Pesach Al Moed, so whoever was involved, whoever was engaged in Aseas HaPor until the psul occurred, will be Tomei. Mikan Al HaBo, the whole Paradum is no good. But, so Mikan Al HaBo, after the psul occurs, whoever is Isaac is not Isaac in an acceptable Paraduma. But if the psul occurred in Shechita, even those who were Isaac in the Paraduma before the psul occurred, no one's going to be Tommy. So the Gemara asks, why not? The Amrit, and if you hold like Rabbi Yechanan, yes, and the Shechitim Tchilu V'Atzov, why don't we distinguish lift the Gnami B'Shechitasa colon? We should say to make a difference by Shechita, namely, Irba Psul B'Shechita. If a Psul occurred in the middle of the Shechita, he cuts a salami at the same time, or he did a drasa. So those who are engaged, koidim psula mitama begodim, those who are engaged in the shechita before the psula occurred, they are tami. Lacha psula, those who are engaged in asiyas hapor after the psula occurred, they are mitama begodim. So the Gemara is asking, don't you see from the Mishnah, ein shechita ela lebisov? Can't you prove from the Mishnah that the distinction was only made here psul b'hazo also, when you're doing the hazo? So from the psul, from the moment of the psulan, no more paraduma, it's a pasul of paraduma, but up until that point of the psul, all the people will be mitamib gadim. They all will be letami yodim mitamib gadim. And in shechita, we didn't make such a distinction. Shechita, we say, even if a psul occurs in the middle of the shechita, those who are eisik in the shechita, in the beginning of the shechita, will not be tami. Why not? So you say, ein l'shechita ela l'bezov. It's not called a shechita till you're holding by the last bit. So you have an Abiferish and Mishnah against Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan holds Yesh and Mishchit and Mitchila Be'atzov. What do you say? An Avela is Metama, yeah, okay, Nevela. I'll touch the Nevela, it'll be Metami me, but it won't be Metami my begotten. Okay, okay. I don't always, let's say, the Shechet who Shechts, a lot of times, the goyim hold the animal, and the sheikh just cuts with the knife, and he doesn't touch the animal. He doesn't always necessarily touch the animal. What you say is correct. If he's going to shecht the paradum, he makes it in the veil, he's going to touch the veil, he'll become tummy. The begadim he's wearing will become a rishon tumah. He's an avatum, the begadim will become a rishon tumah. Those begadim are not touching him. But if it's tummy because of hoisik, the paradum, even if he doesn't touch the paradum, he just does the shechita, he's considered one of the oiskim in the paraduma, and he'll be tummy, and his begadim will be tummy also. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Meisve the esta kasha from the Mishnah in Parah. It would appear that ein l'shchita ela lebisof. If you hold like Rabbi Yechanan, yes, and l'shchita mtchila beatzof. So why don't I say that all those who were oisik in the beginning of the shchita, before the psul occurred, they should be metame begadim? So Rabbi answers, Amar Rabbi, no, it's not the same. This kalkul of shechita kamrit. You're talking about when he made a drasa, he made a psul in the middle of the shechita. Shiny hosam the glory milson the mafreya the lav shechita hikla. So that's how you said before. If it takes me a few minutes to finish the whole shechita, and then at the end there's a psul, it's a glory milson mafreya. Whole shechita was psul. There's nothing good. Yeah, this is nicha if you learn pshat like Rashi. This kalkul of hashechita means he did shir drasa chalada agrom aviyik. He made it nevela. So the shechita is nishken shechita. What if you learn like the Taisvus quotes the Abin Atam? The iraba psul b'shechita doesn't mean he did shir drasa chalad agrama v'yik. Did a perfect shechita, but he stuck a salami in there. He put a vegetable in. So when he was cutting the animal, he was cutting vegetables at the same time. If you oisik in another malacha, the Gemara learns it out from Psukim. Mishnah is learned out from Psukim. If you oisik in another malacha simultaneously, but the asiyah is apara, so that passes. That passes. Poisel mosu be malacha acheres. If you do another malacha simultaneously, it passes. So why should the Gemara say that if in the middle of the shechita, here above psul, by doing another malacha acheres, everything is undone? Why is everything undone? Whoever did the shechita up until that point, the whole yesh and the shechita mitchil about itself, why shouldn't they be tamei? Why shouldn't it sounds like very much like Rashi that irba psul b'shechita means shiad rasa chalad agrama v'yikir, and the whole shechita was no good. The whole shechita from the very beginning was no good. So the Balei HaTesis explain that's an ishken taina. It's not called a paraduma until you do the first avoda. The Beis Nagadol purchases a paraduma. Yikhali paraduma. They have to collect money, and the Beis Nagadol has to go pick one and have to pay for it. But that's all called hachanis. When is it called the first maisa? Asiyas hapara is the shechita. Is the first avoda by the paraduma. So if it turns out that the shechita was bepaslus, so whoever was Isaac in the tchilas hashechita, you never got the first base. That's what the Gemara. You never got the first base. If the shechita was done the hechsher, and then there was a psul in the hazor sadam, or the way he did the sreif or something else, so whoever was oisik in the parah up until the moment of the psul was oisik in the parah duma, and it's metamehin. But if the shechita, it turns out that there was a psul in the shechita, it wasn't a psul in hilchah shechita. Shiad rasa chalad agramim pasek b'malach acheres. But that's the first avoided by the paraduma is the shechita. So it comes out that those who are oisik before, it's not a paraduma yet. It's not a paraduma yet until you finish the first maisa, which is the shechita. That's how Tosis claims from. And Rashi insists, no, irba psul b'shechita. It's a loy milsom. If it has nothing, that means irba psul and hilcha shechita, not the osik b'malach acher. So Gemara says that's not a kasha. That's not a kasha.
Well, the
they used to encourage pregnant women who were about to give birth that they should volunteer to give birth in a very tiny area in Yerushalayim, the old city of Yerushalayim, where it was inspected, and we know for sure there's no tumas mace there. There could be dead bodies buried all over, we don't know. So there was an area that two blocks by two blocks, a very small area in Yerushalayim. So they would encourage women, if you're ready to sign up for that, to give birth to the children in that area, to raise the children until the age of 9, 8 or 9 or 10 or so. Once they're 9 years old, they could be Tommy. When he's 9 years old, he's Royal Abiyah. So it could become Balkari. So they wouldn't use him for paraduma. If it's possible, he already became a balkari. So they would raise the children till the age of 7, 8, almost till 9, in this area that's only 4 square blocks, 2 blocks by 2 blocks, a very tiny area. It requires quite and the kid can't. He wants to go play ball. He wants to go visit Hechel Shlomo. He wants to go to the movie. He can't go anywhere. You have to raise the kid over here. In the event that we'll want to make a paraduma in the next 7, 8 years, so maybe your child will be one of the people who draw the water. They had these women giving, I can't imagine too many women would volunteer. And then they never knew when they're going to need another paraduma. They didn't need every month in Gdanishti. How many paradumas were there in the whole history of the world? There weren't so many. There was one, Moshe Rabbeinu made a paraduma that lasted for several hundred years, for centuries. Then the second paraduma was made by Ezra, I think. Then there were another, maybe two or three in the Baal Shem. There weren't so many.
Seven.
All together. So every 100 years, every 50 years. So they would prepare these young children just in case. Ruba de Ruba, 95% of these children, nothing came out of it. They would prepare that was way in advance. That's not called Oskim Paraduma. Oskim Paraduma is when they're in the middle of the Asiya after they did the Shechita. So the Gemara had presented this as a Kasha. Don't you see from the Mishnah and Parah that ain't the Shechita El Ele Bistof? That those who are doing the Tchilas HaShechita don't become Tamei, if here a Psul Behems HaShechita, only the Gemar HaShechita is called the Shechita. Gemar was Matrena, that doesn't mean anything. Once the Gemar HaShechita has a Paslus, it's a Gloy Muslim affair, the whole Shechita was Psul, and there's no Shein Paraduma. So Rabbi said, that's an Ishken Kash. Amar Rav, about 10 lines from the bottom. Ikashali, ho kashali. But if you think you have a kasha, the following is a kasha. The kasha, the yes on the Mishnah, and bara, that's an ishkin kasha. That's a simple teretz. But the following is a kasha. Lamandam, ein lishchit a little bit of. Freg di gemara. If you hold like Rish Lakish, ein lishchit a little bit of. So why doesn't the Mishnah give the following din? Liflik behechshera de parah. Why doesn't the Mishnah? Mishnah tells you about if the parah aduma became possible in the middle of the shechita. So not only from that point on, no one is going to be tamei because it's not a kosher parah aduma. Even those who are oisig netchilas shechita also tar, because once the shechita becomes nifsal, the whole parah aduma is nothing but nothing. Even the tchilas hashchit is nothing. So Rabbi said, but the Mishnah should say the following then. Liflug, let the Mishnah distinguish, not let them disagree. Liflug sometimes means let Rabbi Yechon Mishlokish disagree. If it says, let the Mishnah distinguish, achilik behechshere depara, kegon dushachtu betray gavri, two people did the shchit and the paraduma. The gavra kama loy metame, the gavra basa metame. The one that did the tchilas hashchita, if you hold ein l'shchita el l'besof, he didn't do a shchita. He's just fooling around there. The one that did the gemar hashchita, he did ein l'shchita el l'besof. So why doesn't the Mishnah tell you that then? That if two people, there should be a Mishnah parah that says if two people the shetlin paraduma, one did the tchilas hashchita, he only did less than half. The other one did the Gemar, so one who does the Gemar, he becomes Tami. The one who does the Haskalah, Ein L'shchita El El Abisov. Rav Yosef says, now that's ridiculous. The Mishnah is not going to write that din because it's never going to happen, because you're not allowed to do that. Since Paraduma is called in the Chumash Chatasi, I treat it like a Korban Chatas, and in Korbanis, there's Allah, you're not allowed to have two people shech the Korban. L'chatchilah. But the Evid, if one shechts the beginning and the other one finishes off, but the Evid, it'll be good. Last week we had the Gemara quoted Yom Kippur, yeah. So the Gemara quoted last week Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol does Raiv of the Kana Neveshet, of the Soil Hashem, and then Nirik Achash Shechita Yadav, someone else finishes. So Mikra Din, his Shechita was finished by the Kohen Gadol already. He really finished the whole thing. But let's say, any day of the year, the shechting a korban, and one person does the tchilas hashchit, and then in the middle someone else takes over and they finish. So the Gemara quoted at Brisa and Amaral, they're going to quote it again, that you're not allowed to do that lachatchila. But the korban will not be pasul. That's the Gemara we had last week. The Gemara says, but the Yevid it will be kosher, but lachatchila you're not allowed to do that. So that's what the Gemara asks now. Why doesn't the Mishnah have that din? That if two people did the shchitas paraduma, one did the beginning of the shchita, one did the Gemara, so if you hold ein l'shchita el l'besof, only the second one who did the gemar will become tamei. The Rabbi Yosef said the Mishnah is not going to write it in. That's not normal. That's never going to happen because l'chatchila you're not allowed to have two people shech the korban, and paraduma has a ding like chatasi, like a korban chatas. That's what Rabbi Yosef's answer. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Trei gavri b'chad zivchol kamrit. You're asking why the Mishnah doesn't have a din if two people shech the korban. It's not a korban. It means the paraduma, which is compared to a korban. Don't talk about that case. Leave out that case. The Tanina, we have a brisa Tizbach. If the pasuk would have said Tizbach, we would have tarshin Shleihu Shneim Shochtim Sevachachod. You shouldn't have two people shech the same carbon. One does the Tchilas Hashchita and one does the Gemar Hashchita. And Tizbachuhu teaches me another din Shleihechod Shechet Shnei Zvachim. You should only one person should shech the whole carbon. And you shouldn't shech two karbonis at the same time. Why? Because the pasuk says tizbachuhu. Yeah, but tizbachuhu sounds like tizbachu. Oh, so you plural should shech it. Tizbachuhu sounds like two people can't shech one karbon. So the gemara says, but it's a kriya ksiv over there. V'am rav kana tizbachayu ksiv. You have a conflict between the kriya and the ksiv. The kriya is tizbachuhu. Lirtzanchem tizbachuhu. So tizbachuhu means you plural should shecht it. A carbon sounds like l'chatchil is mutter to have two people shecht the same carbon. But since the ksiv contradicts the kri, it's missing above. Tizbachehu ksiv. That's what Rav Kana says. The pronunciation is lirtzanchem tizbachuhu in the plural. But the ksiv is tizbachehu ksiv. So Rashi says on Amar Aleph, that there was a machlekes hatanaim. What do you do when there seems to be a contradiction between the kri and the ksiv. So whenever you can establish the halacha based on a combination of both the kri and the ksiv, like kiyutan amayim al zera. It doesn't say kiyutan yudvav tof nun. It says yutan yud tof nun. So it's the correct pronunciation is yutan. Kiyutan amayim al zera. But it sounds like it's this. It looks like it says kiyitan amayim al zera. So Gemara darshan zol halacha yutan dom yud yitan. My yitin, the nichle of yutan, the nichle a whole drasha. Whenever you can darshan, shalosh pranim, yeroa calls churches bnei Hashem alakecha. So the Gemara says, yera yeroa. Yeroa means we should appear in front of the shechin, and yera means we should see the shechin. How can we see the shechin? And we should see the nisim tedirim in the Beis Hamikdash. They should show us the kruvim hugging each other. They should show us various things, the lechem aponim and so on. So the Gemara darshans. Yerah calls churcha yerah yerah. There's a hekesh between the word yerah and the word yerah. You dashim both the kriya and the ksiv. When there's no way, when the tanaim can't figure out how to blend in the kriya and the ksiv together, then it's a machlokes hatanaim. Do you paskin like the ksiv or do you paskin like the kri? So Rashi says that this tana and this brisa holds a yeshem lamasaris. You follow the ksiv. You don't follow the kri. Even though it says liritzachem tizbachu, that's how we pronounce it. But Amar Avkana Tizbacheu Ksiv, three lines from the bottom, he says, we follow the Ksiv, you follow Yashem, La Masar is the Masoretic text. So what did Rabbi Yosef say? So the true, the Gemara said on Amar Av, that both of these are just Lachatchila. But the evidence will be good. If you shech two carbonis with one knife, one next to the other, b'di'evit it will be good. And if two people will shech the korban, I'll do the tchilas hashchit, you'll do the gemar hashchit, b'di'evit it will be good. But l'chatchila you're not supposed to do like that. So that's what Taisa says. Rabbi Yosef is telling me, you're not going to have a Mishnah that's going to tell you if two people shech the paradum, it's abnormal. It's never going to happen. How often do they make a paradum? Once every 500 years, or once every 200 years, or something like that. So why should I do this? The Mishnah is going to tell me a case that's never going to come up. It's always supervised by the Bez Nagonot. They're not going to allow this to happen. So the Mishnah doesn't bother to write me about such a far-fetched case. A milsa de la shchicha, that's what Taisa says. It's a milsa de la shchicha, that's why the Mishnah doesn't talk about it. Taisa says, another place is writes that the Talmud writes piske dinim on cases and they're never going to come up in 100,000 years just to be mevar what the abstract halacha is. But over here, Taisus learns in the Gemara that Rav Yosef is answering, Trey Gabri b'chadzivcha k'amrin, b'amrin odahi, you're not supposed to do that, so that's a milsa lo shchicha, so the Mishnah's not going to write you what the din is going to be in such an awkward case, so it's never going to come up. Okay. Freg the Gemara, Omalei Abaye. Abaye was a Talmud of Rav Yosef. He was a sharp Talmud. Abaye was the Talmud of Rabbi and Rav Yosef. So a lot of times, Rav Yosef said things, and Abaye as a Talmud used to disagree with him a lot. He used to remind him. Rav Yosef took sick in his old age, and he forgot a lot of his learning. So Abaye used to remind him a lot of time, but you told us otherwise. And he used to challenge him a lot of time. Rav Yosef would say something, Abaye would challenge him, and a lot of times Rav Yosef would back out. So here, Amalei Abaye. So Abaye says, what are you telling me? It's a milsa de lo shchicha because it's not normal. You're not supposed to have two people shecht one carbon. We don't pass them like that. Amalei Abaye, so Abaye tells Rabbi Yosef, La itmar lo, don't we have a comment in connection with that brisa that you should only have one person shecht the carbon? Amar Rabbi Bar Bochana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zu Devar Ablozer, Rabbi Shimon Stimto. He was a Tana. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was the one who wrote the Zohar. So Ablozer, Rabbi Shimon was the one, the son who was in the cave with the father all those years hiding out from the Romans, and they're eating the buxa tree with the water that for years and years like that. So he's known as Rabbi Elazar, Reb Shimon, Stimto. Stimto means you have a lot of Stamim Mishnayos that are his personal opinion. We usually assume a Stam Mishnah is Reb Meir. The Gemara says in Sahed, the Stam Mishnah is Reb Meir, and the Stam Sifra is Reb Yudah, the Tana Reb Yudah, and Stam Sifrei is Reb Shimon. And but not all the Stamim Mishnayos are Reb Meir. So Rabbi Elazar, Reb Shimon, you have often Mishnah, that's how Rashi claims, you will often have Mishnayas that have no name to it. It's written anonymously. And it's only the opinion of Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. He was such a popular Tana. So over here, this din that you shouldn't have two two people, Shechman Karbim, that's a minority opinion when I'm Paschal like that. Aval Chacham and Maimrim, Chacham disagree. Shnaim Shechman Sevech Echad. You are permitted to. So why is that a Milsa Bala Shechicha? So why doesn't the Mishnah write? Why doesn't the Mishnah take a stand on this? If you hold like Resh Lakish, Ein L'Shechita Ele L'Besav, so if two people Shechted a Paraduma, so the one who did the Tchidas HaShechita, he shouldn't be Metame B'Gotem, he shouldn't become Tame, because it's not called Shechita till the Gemar. And the second one who does the Shechita. So that's Abai is resurrecting the Kasha. If you hold, if Resh Lakish is right, Ein L'Shechita Ele L'Besav, why doesn't the Mishnah in Para say such a funny thing? And even if Ule Rab Lozer Rab Shimon Nami, even if you hold like Rab Lozer Rab Shimon, that you're not allowed to have two people shecht the same behemah by karbanis, b'diavad it'll be kosher, but l'chatri you're not supposed to do it. So the Mishnah didn't write such a din because it's not going to happen, you're not supposed to do like that l'chatrila. But what about the following case? Let's say the fellow was shechting a paraduma. In the middle, someone takes off his hat and they put on a different hat. So at the time that he did the tzidus hashchita, he's wearing one yarmulke. You don't need big dekuna when you shecht the paraduma. You need big dekuna for the other parts of Asiyas Paraduma. You need Kohanim with big dekuna, but for the Shechita, I don't think you need big dekuna. So what if, why doesn't Ule Rab Lozer Rab Shimon, even if you have Rab Lozer Rab Shimon, that you can't have two people do it? Liflug, let the Mishnah distinguish Kegon Neshochat Chad Gavra, Bishnei Sudarim. He starts to shecht the Paraduma wearing one hat. Then in the middle, he's probably busy fiddling away. Someone, Rashi says, someone takes off his hat, puts on a different hat on him. So why doesn't it, why don't you have a Mishnah that says such a funny case? Isn't that a Milsa Lo Shechicha? So Tei says, no, but it's more Shechich than the other case. So switching people in the middle. It's a funny Tei says. Okay. So Abaye asked Akasha, why, if you all day in the Shechita, Elul Abisov, so the one who did the Tchidas HaShechita, when I did the Tchidas HaShechita, I was wearing one hat. Then they took it off to put on a different hat. So I should only say the second hat becomes tam. The first hat should be tar. So why does Liflag like the Mishnah distinguish? Liflag kigon, the Shachat Chagab, one person shechts, Bishnei Sidorim Zeagabi Zeachazeh. The Surah Kamala Mitami, the hat that he was wearing in the beginning will not be tam. Surah Basrul Mitami. Ella, the real answer is, why doesn't the Mishnah make such a distinction? If you all like Resh Lakish, Ein L'Shechita Ele L'Besav. So he says, the real answer is that the Mishnah is only interested in telling me if a psul occurred in the middle of the Shechita. If the psul occurred in the middle, if the psul occurred in the middle of the Hazoah Saddam Nochach Pesach Al Moed, after you do the Shechita's Paradum, you have to sprinkle the blood facing Pesach Al Moed, so from that point on, no one is going to be mitame because it's a pasul of paraduma, and up until that point, all the people will be tame. But let the Mishnah say, in the middle of the shechita, there's something switched. So, but you're not saying that a psul occurred. So the Mishnah is only interested in telling me psul de pora kamayir, bechshev lo kamayir. Mishnah is only telling me if psul occurred in the middle. So if the psul occurred in the middle of the shechita, then the Gemara said it's a gloy muslim affair. The whole shechita was no good. So even the people who did the tchilas hashechita will not be metame b'godim. None of them will be tame. And if you're doing it bechshev and you switch tats, Mishnah is not interested in talking about that. Sure. So here there's a Rashi. Rashi says over here, what do you mean? Who switched the hats over here? So Rashi says he was wearing one hat in the middle. He's busy shechting, and someone comes and take off the first hat and put on a different hat. So the Rashash says, why did Rashi have to say they took off one hat, they put on another hat? Why don't you say you had two hats on, and in the middle of the shechita, someone took off the top hat, and he's only wearing the bottom hat. So it would appear from Rashi that if the top hat is not touching his head, that's not called Metamei B'Gadim. It's only Metamei B'Gadim that he's touching. So the Rashash points out that this is a Machlokes, the Rosh and the Vilna Gaon. The Rosh in his commentary on Mishnayis Parah, on the side of Mishnayis, claims that the Minchas Chinuch talks about this also. This Machlokes is the Rosh and the Vilna Gaon. The Rosh is of the opinion that Metamei Odom, Metamei B'Gadim, is even the B'Gadim that he's not, even the jacket, even the tie, that I'm not, that's not touching my body, is also Metamei Odom, Metamei B'Gadim. And the Vilna Gaon disagrees. So he says, from this Rashi would appear that Rashi agrees to the Vilna Gaon, that it's only Metamei B'Gadim, the B'Gadim that are touching your body. If he would have one hat on top of the other, and then in the beginning of the Shechita, they'll take off the top hat, So the top hat, even if you would have left it on, the top hat wouldn't have been the tummy. That's what it would appear from the Rashi. Then the Gemara is going to have another tsushta. The other case is going to be a little more complicated. The other case, we can't discuss that case in 5 minutes. That'll take the Mishnah Pesachim. That'll be very complicated. Okay, I'll stop there. Huh? Yeah, it's almost hit the head of us. We have a lot more of it. Yeah. So Reishis used to have a drasha, a standard drasha that he gave on Parshas Korach. So he used to say, Aloshin, I think if I would have been there, I would have joined Korach. He said he had a logical argument. Moshe Rabbeinu is stealing all the kibbutzim for himself and for his family. And he had a logical argument that if one chut shel tcheles patters the whole beggar is tcheles. So why should you need, any tcheles? But the taina of Korach was this: every generation you have the same argument of Korach. Kol eidu kulam kedoshim. Everybody's entitled to an opinion in halacha. Why should Moshe Rabbeinu adu at tisnasa? Why only Moshe Rabbeinu paskins the shaylas? We were all there at Har Sinai when the Ribbono shel Olam Pelegim proclaimed us eres hadibros. So why do we have to listen to the gedolei hador? Fine, Moshe Rabbeinu was on top of Har Sinai, but the Torah was given to everybody, so everyone should be allowed to express their opinion. A couple of months ago, they advertised in the newspaper there's going to be an international bezin to work on Aguna cases. They had the names of the people. These are not international figures. I thought they'd get the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim, of chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael. They have three names, not international reputation. Not such outstanding kamina chachamim room. And then we saw recently some of the piskei halacha that they gave. Scandalous. They don't know Shulchan Aruch. They don't know. Halacha, you can't just be matar and aguna. I remember Rav Soloveitchik once gave a drasha the Chag HaSmicha many years ago. I was in high school. I remember the drasha. So he said, the Rabbonim in America are called upon on the telephone. They answered shailas. The Rabbi Yitzchak Ohanan would spend a week till he would write a psak, a tshuva. And then at the end of the tshuva, he would write, you can only rely on my kula if another two gedolei hador will agree with me. And he said, and the Rabbonim in America are expected to give the answer on the telephone.
I heard that. Was
there. Huh? 1956. Okay.
He would say, don't
ask Shaila. The woman can recognize Sovietian.
You can't answer this right away. You know.
Jason, you were there. Wake up.
Right. He said, the woman called him on the telephone. She wants to know, are you allowed to do artificial insemination? So he said, I don't know. So she said, Rabbi, but they say you're the chief rabbi of America. So he said, I still don't know what the din is. So she said, but I already did artificial insemination. I already have another baby before. You mean to say the baby may be a mamzer? So he says, a kenzai. He doesn't know. He said, doesn't know. They call you. He said, in America, they call with shaylas. That Rabbi Yitzchak Ohanan would sit there. Rabbi Chaim Moser would sit there to paskin and shaylas. In Europe, when they had a shayla of an aguna, to permit a woman to get married without a get, that's an isa kares. That's for naseres adibros, loisinov. You have to have a very prominent bezin to issue an opinion on that. And when you look at the psokim that they gave, it's mamsha galech, they're a joke. That was exactly the taina of Kol Eidu Kulam Kedoshim. Everyone is equally entitled to an opinion. Some people know how to say in learning well. Some people can talk in learning well. Just because you know how to talk in learning well doesn't mean you know how to paskin a shayla. They're two different things. The ikar is you have to have a masora. You have to have a tradition. And even though when it comes to agunas, you have to think a little bit out of the box. You have to think of new hamtzos. But there's a tradition about how to think out of the box also. There are masoras on that also. There's a tshuva in Rabbi Yehuda that was written to one of the members of his bezin, who was much younger than him. So the Gemara says in Yevamos that before you do the chalitza, the yavam has to put on the chalitza shoe. We don't use a regular shoe because it's horse leather, so there has to be leather from a kosher animal. That's a Taisus quotes to Rabbi Nita. So they have a special chalitza shoe and it has no lining inside. So the Gemara says tzorach lemitchasei lekari. The Yavam has to bang his foot on the floor to make sure that the shoe fits well. So one of the Rabbanim in the Nadi Yehuda's Bezdin thought that what it meant was that there has to be a tug of war. the Yavam has to keep on pushing his foot on the floor as the Yavam is trying to take the shoe off of it. So he's pushing his foot to make it impossible, and she's pulling the foot off. She's pulling the shoe off at the same time. He has to make it impossible for her. So the Nadi Yehuda says, the last, they didn't have chalitza so often. Europe, how often did they have? Now, unfortunately, we have every month in Gdansk, so you have a chalitza. A man is killed in the army. He just got married and had no children, unfortunately. But even in America, we don't have people getting killed in the army. I saw already a few chalitzas. I saw many chalitzas. When you finish a chalitza, you say, Yiratzim ofanecha, you say, Yiratzim, that B'nai Yisrael should never come to the chalitza. It means that the husband died, they had no children. It's a tragedy. So the Nadi Biuda writes, the last time you had a chalitza in town, you were a little boy, so you weren't there. So you didn't see it. He says, that's not what we do. We have a tradition how you do chalitz. He bangs down his foot, shine, and finished. And then he makes it easy for the Yavama to take off. He doesn't have to push his foot down simultaneously while she's trying to take it off. You have to have a tradition. You have to have seen this. Like the Rambam writes that Ayin Tachasai means moment. He says, that's what we saw in the Bezdin, the Yeshua Ben Nun, saw in the Bezdin, Moshe Rabbeinu, and every generation they saw it in the previous Bezdin. We have a tradition that's what it means. How do you know that Priyei Tzohar means an Esrei? We saw it, that's how our ancestors, they always took an Esrei. We know that that's the Pshat in Priyei Tzohar. It refers to an Esrei. It doesn't mean anything else. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Shemitah, the Yovel, he disagrees with the Gaonim about which year is Shnas HaShemitah. So in all the calendars it says, at Tavshin Ayin Hei, this year was the Shnas HaShemitah Lefi Cheshben HaGaonim, means in disagreement with the Rambam. We mentioned a few times, Rav Soloveitchik said, this is the only place to his recollection where the Rambam paskins against the Rambam, and the Ravid paskins, Ravid is Masi, says you should follow the Rambam. The Rambam writes, the Gaonim's opinion was that you don't count 7777 Le'olam Void. You count 77 till 49, then you have the 50th year is a blank year. That's what it says in the Gemara. It's supposed to be a separate year. Shnas HaYovel is a separate count. You count 50-50. The 50th year is a blank year. And even though Bizman is that we don't observe Yovel anymore, because you don't call Yoshveh HaLeo, but nonetheless, the Rambam says the din should be that Yovel should be counted as a blank year. And the Gaonim say not so, and it absolutely doesn't make any sense whatsoever. It's against the Gemara. But the Rambam says he's giving in to the Gaonim, because the Gaonim lived in Eretz Yisrael and they observed Shemitah. We live in Chutz Lortz. We don't know. He says they lived in Eretz Yisrael and that's the way they observe it. So the Rambam writes that the Masorah and the Kabbalah, the tradition is Ikka Godel B'Psak Halacha. Even though logically the Rambam thinks that it absolutely doesn't make any sense. But he said that's the Halacha. He gives in. So the Rabbi is massing on the Rambam. Why did he give in to the Gaonim? The Rambam is right. You should follow the Rambam. And the Rambam says you should not paskin like the Rambam. As Rav Soloveitchik said, to the best of his recollection, this is the only place where there's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam says you should not follow my opinion. And the Ravid is masik. No, the Rambam is right. You should follow the Rambam. But the Maaseh, we don't follow the Rambam. We follow kefi minik ha-gainim. Because you have to have a tradition on these things. When you want to be matam and aguna, you have to have big traditions. You have to have broad shoulders. You have to have break the plates. You can't just say, kolay the kulam kedoshim. Everybody has smicha, everybody hangs up a shingle. I am the international Bezdin for Heter Agunas. That's ridiculous. Not recognized by anybody. This is mamish. In every generation, we have Parshas Korach. That's every year. That's the Parshas HaShavua. Remember, I used to learn Bacharusa with Professor Kashdan. He was from Russia. So he used to talk about, says, in Russia, we have no such thing as conservative and reform Judaism. You're not entitled to an opinion on anything. In America, everybody has a right to vote. You don't know how to read English, you don't know who the candidates are, you don't know what they represent, but you have the same vote as the other guy who knows inside out all the politics. That's democracy. Everybody's entitled to an opinion. So in America, everybody's entitled to an opinion about what the religion is. So this guy thinks more correct is conservative, the other guy thinks reform, the other guy thinks reconstruction. Everybody's entitled to an opinion. So in Russia, no one was entitled to an opinion on anything. Talmid HaChachamim are entitled to an opinion, but when it comes to Dvarim Chashuvim Yoyed, it's not a Talamot HaShad, it's not a Yalav Yom HaShad, it's a Shaila from Loisina, from the Aseres HaDibris. But this is the Machlokes Korach Vadosa. In every generation, there are always people who think that there's no need to consult the Gedolei HaTorah. That's how the beginning of the Reform Movement began. They said the Balabatim don't understand Hebrew, so what are we davening in Hebrew? We may as well daven in translation. And the Gemara says when you daven in the vernacular, the prayers will not be accepted because the angels have to present your prayers to the Ribbono Shel Olam daven biyachid, and the angels don't want to present a prayer that was offered in the vernacular. But if you daven mitzibur, so the malachim will present it because of the kerach hatzibur. So these, the beginning Reform rabbis were Orthodox rabbis. It says in Shulchan Aruch, it says in the Gemara like that, you're permitted to daven mitzibur in the vernacular. So they decided to daven in German. The only mistake they made was that they should have consulted. Rabbi Kivega was alive, and the Chassam Sofer was alive, Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius, they were prominent Gedolei HaTor. So they felt, what do we have to ask a Shaila? There's an open din in the Shulchan Aruch. There's no debate over there. There's no machlokes. But if you want to make a major change, you want to give smicha to women, you want to have partnership in Yonim, you want to be matur all the agunas in the world, you're making a major change in what the Tzura of Yiddishkeit is all about. So you have to consult the Gedolei HaTor, which they haven't done. It's very unfortunate. Every year there's a parsha's card.
So, this is our last year for this season. We have a Maariv, and then after Maariv, we're going to have a ticket. And stay tuned, I'll send you an email.